Will you join with me in praying together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, and that will be our pattern for praying this morning. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We thank you, Father, for this lesson in prayer that Jesus has given to us. We never get away from the basics. So often, Lord, we feel that we know better how to rush into your presence and tell you what we need and what you should do. Lord, especially when we sense desperately our emptiness and our need of God, especially then we need to take time to come back to your pattern and to establish the fact that you are God and that we are here to hallow your name. We are here to worship you, to put you absolutely first. And Lord, before we bring our petitions, before we make our intercessions, we would worship. And we thank you that by your Spirit, by the presence of God here today, you make it possible for us to give to you the sacrifice of worship and praise. We recognize that you are God. We think what a privilege it is to join with the holy angels in heaven, with the church triumphant around the throne. We do not have to wait until we die. We don't have to wait until some future day when the saints are shouting and where the altar is lined for us to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God." But right now, we can say, "Glory and honor be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and forever." Lord, we honestly seek to honor your name and to give you glory and to ascribe unto you majesty. We thank you that even as we do that from the depths of our heart, we are strengthened. We are engaged in the greatest privilege there is known to man. And then, Lord, we would affirm the fact that we want to do your will rather than to try to bend Almighty God to our will and to our way. We say from our hearts this morning, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." And as we look at the troubled places in this earth where people are killing other people, people hate people because they've been brought up on a different side of town or with a different understanding of Christian faith, because they're skin is a different color. We think of what a world this would be if truly thy kingdom would come all of a sudden and Jesus would be the temporal ruler as well as being sovereign in the heavens just now. We look forward to a time, O Father, when the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. But even now we pray from our heart, "Thy kingdom come." And Lord, where we can have faith that tomorrow apartheid is going to be taken out of Africa, or that terrible hatred will be taken out of Northern Ireland, or that even in the city of Quincy, that people will love people of different races and different persuasions, we can say from our heart, "Lord, let your kingdom come in me. Let me be in harmony with the love of God. And where I am and where I can have any influence at all, let me be light, let me be salt, let me be a part of the city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid." And so, Lord, I offer myself, we as a congregation offer ourselves to you to let your kingdom come in us and your will be done in us. And Lord, we believe that goes down to the details of the areas where we are concerned. Lord, work out your will for those that are seeking open doors, for those that have financial needs, for those families and relationships that are in deep trouble. We pray, Lord, just now for a family that faces a real crisis this coming week. We pray for those, O God, that have particular needs. We pray in the power of the prayer of being able to say, Thy will be done. Then, Lord, you've taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. We pray that you will give us sufficient for this day the strength and grace, the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We're glad for a crisis time when we gave ourselves to you. You came in to live and abide and came in to cleanse and to fill. But Lord, day by day we need the renewing. And we open our hearts now and we receive you. We receive you in fullness and in a fresh measure. And we pray that you will make us very sensitive to know how to pray, how to lift one another, how to care for one another. We pray, Lord, for the burdens that we know about specifically. We pray for Geraldine Babcock in the hospital. We pray for others that are in the hospital that we will name to you, but not out loud. We pray, our Father, this morning for the sister of Eileen Hubbard, Bonnie. We don't know her last name, Father, but you do. We lift her to you this morning. We pray, Lord, for the family of Olga Marcanu, who died this week. And Lord, even though she was on the books of another church and was a member there and active, we feel she was very much a part of our fellowship too. And we just pray that you will minister to her husband and to those who miss her so very much today. We lift her to you. Bless those of us who kneel at this altar. And we pray that you will meet the needs and the requests that we bring here. And we try to leave here, Lord, we roll them on to you, knowing that you care for us. We pray, Lord, for that great number of our people that are on holiday, vacation, those in Alton Bay, those in the Cape, those on away on business. And Lord, we pray that you'll give them traveling mercies, refresh their minds and their bodies. Bless that great host of students that even now are preparing to come back and further their education at Eastern Nazarene College. We pray that you will bless them, prepare the way for them to come, prepare our hearts to be ministers to them. May this church be a home, truly a haven, away from home, for those that need it. Prepare us, we pray. Now, Lord, through the rest of this service, speak to our hearts. We've been doing our best to speak to you. Now, Lord, we open our hearts as Ralph Marple sings, as the word is preached, as we give our tithes and offerings, somehow, Lord, let your Holy Spirit deal with us, and we'll be careful to give you the glory and the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.